This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Yeah, all right. How are you getting on? You well? You good? Hi. How you doing? You well? Can you hear me out there? Boom, boom. Boots, boots, boots and cats and the ones and twos. That's what every microphone I pick up, if I have to test it, for peaking. And I'm not talking about a bloody microphone spying on me getting changed. Here, we check that microphone for peaking. He's a little dirty fucking pervert, that microphone. Make sure he's not peaking. No, that's when the sound gets too big and you hear or like a click. So I always go boots and cats and the ones and twos. I'm here, it's boots and cats and the ones and twos. I'm Boots. And I'm Cats. And you're listening to Spin. Boots, why are you cats? I'm mine, Boots. What do you do this weekend? Oh, that sounds great. No, I was, you know, I saw that movie Oppenheimer. It was really long. Oh, Cats, please. Let me fucking speak. Oh, God, why did they pair me up with this cat? I'd fucking rather be here with my cancelled former host than for them to just make him miraculously disappear and then replace it with a cat. That's the way it's going these days. But anyway, look, how are you doing? You good? Gorgeous sunny day out there. I hope you're out in a lovely pub garden having a big old pint. I hope this podcast finds you well and you're drunk. I don't know what the weather's actually going to be like, but as of recording this right now, it's a lovely sunny day. I'm in my fucking car again. I wanted to record in my shed, but it's such a fucking mess. Such a fucking mess. I'm all over the place. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm on some meds. That's not why I said the thing wrong, but my brain chemistry has been trying to find some fucking balance here. As you know, right, you know, I've talked about this last week. I was diagnosed with ADHD there last week, and I'm on the trial. For some meds. I'm not in trial on the Mediterranean. I'm not a bloody, what would you call them, Kinahan, or what have you. I think I just stole that joke from Father Ted. You know that one where Dougal goes, Ted, didn't you tell me that Father Jack had a trial for Liverpool? No, Dougal. I said Father Jack was on trial in Liverpool. Great joke. So I'm trying some new things, and I'm blaming the meds whenever I get it wrong. I don't know. I'll tell you, but John, I'm going to tell you about it, right? I've been on the fence because I tell you what I'm nervous about, right? I like myself, right? I like my personality. I like, you know, giving you the updates and things I get wrong and things that I, mistakes that I made and, you know, pig watching, you know, all the things that I do. I like that and I don't want that to change. And it's not like the meds have drastically changed that. But also what I don't want is for a tenet of my personality to be, you know, Tony Campbell, ADHD, RTÉ News. You know, I don't want that to be a thing where that's like the leading personality trait. And I really don't want, but hey, never say never. I really don't want to become some, you know, because comedians, you got to have something, you know. Yeah, comedy and what, you know? Are you anxious at least? Could you talk about that for a while, you know? Never want you on as a comedian just to be funny. But come out of fucking woodwork when you have ADHD, you know? Would you, and I don't want to do that, I don't want to be ADHD influencer, you know? What would I be saying on the 6 o'clock show, or the late? And tell me, Tony, the ADHD, was it bad? Patrick, I was late, I was late all the time. Oh my God. I would just be late. Wow, you know? I'd be freaking, I don't know, Patrick, I'd just be like, I'd be, when it got really bad, I was like forgetting to text back on like birthdays and stuff, you know. I was like, what would you say? I'd be like, I bought like mayonnaise, and then I came home and we already had mayonnaise, you know. Just fucked up shit like that. I know there is stuff, and I've already told you about it, but I don't want to do that, you know. Not that I begrudge anyone, and I commend people who are neurodivergent, who use their platform to put people at ease and to, you know, highlight things for other people. I wouldn't say that's me though, you know. I wouldn't ever listen to a single thing I have to say and do anything I ever recommend, ever, right? But I am going to talk about it still because, I mean, I've been nothing but candid on this podcast since its inception. So I'm on trial in the Mediterranean for money laundering. Yeah, left a 20 in me back fucking pocket, me khakis. Huh? That's got to be a joke. It's got to be a joke. Yeah, money laundering. Do you mean I'm going to say the exact same joke again? No, I'm not. I'm going to stop. So that's what's going on. But it's only really that, and The Rock has turned heel. I need to make a formal apology to The Rock. I'll do that very briefly right now. Rock, I doubted you. I was ranting here 20 minutes about how The Rock's hubris and greed had destroyed WrestleMania 40, that he put himself in the main event over the person that everyone wants to win, Cody Rhodes. He's a good guy. He's a good, like, a good, clean, good guy, which I don't think we've seen the like since the 80s. And it's rare that would ever carry through, you know. John Cena, people booed him for a while, you know. Whenever anyone's just like, I'm a good guy for being a good guy, no attitude. That's what the attitude era shook up. You had people being the good guys who you're kind of, you know, weren't good people. But Cody Rhodes is a good person. Anyway, he's back in the WrestleMania event. Apparently, it's all been a bit of a work. That's a wrestling term for making something seem real that's actually fake. And you're not all wrestling. Yeah. Yeah. But when things kind of permeate out into the culture, when there's news stories talking about things that might have happened, and it's like, oh, this is actually just part of a larger wrestling storyline. Very clever. Although I do think it was a bit of a pivot after they saw the fan reaction. But anyway, I want to make a formal apology. The Rock has turned heel. He's called me and all of my ilk Cody crybabies. I fucking love it. Rock, feed me my bullshit back. You are the people's champ. I want to be fed my bullshit back like I'm a one-man human centipede, okay? I'm sorry for that image, right? And I couldn't... Hey, there's no way it could ever happen if I can't even kiss the tip, you know, comfortably of my own Johnson, then I'm not licking my butt, you know? Although I did find out today, and this week, and this is at my... for all the lads listening, right? I am going to make your fucking week with this bit of information, right? I was trying to find pictures of Drake's penis on Reddit, because Drake... there was a leaked video of Drake with his willy out, right? And everyone was talking about it. And I was like, all right, I want to have a goose of his goose, right? And I ended up on this penis enlargement Reddit. And I know that's probably the likely story. Ah, yeah, you're only here for the penis enlargement Reddit because you were looking for Drake's dick. Okay. Yeah, that's what everyone says. Oh, no. Oh, you were just looking for PE tips because you're, you know, a sports teacher. Yeah, yeah, and you landed on the fucking PE, penis enlargement Reddit. Yeah, yeah, we've heard all the stories, bro. Look, do you want the fucking pump or not? Do you want... They use a pump. Spent ages on that Reddit. And it's all lads, right? I'll come back some... Obviously, the meds aren't working. Obviously, these meds aren't working. I'm all over the place. I'll come back to my experience with ADHD in a second. On the penis enlargement Reddit, what else was they talking about? The Rock. I think I'm closed loop on that. Anyway... On the penis enlargement Reddit, they have... This is also another thing I'm recommending. I'll come back to that in a second, right? On the penis enlargement Reddit, it's all stories like results. Results, you know? I am living proof that these exercises work. And it's like, lads, I used to be 6 inches. Now I'm 8 inches. Being like, what's your fucking problem, bro? What's your problem? And they're all those stories. There's no micro penises on the whole Reddit. I don't have a micro penis, but there's no micro penises on the whole Reddit being like, you know, try the pump, got up to a manageable 3, you know, manageable four. That's fine. But what I did find out, which is very interesting, is, look, if you're a boy, right, and girls, I'm sorry about this, but boys, you know, measure their willies. I haven't done it in about 20 odd years, right? But back in the day, I would, and I never knew the right way to do it. And I remember one time, my ma found, had a shower, my ma found fucking measuring tape in the shower. And she was kind of funny, right? And she brought down the measuring tape from upstairs, and she's like, Tony, why did I find this in the shower? And I was so embarrassed, and this is what I always do. I lied to my mom, and I said, I could have just said, you caught me. But I said, well, I found a growth on my body, and I've been monitoring its progress, and I think it's getting bigger. And she goes, what? And I'm like, I'll be fine. No, go to the doctor. And I'm like, I'll be fine. I should have said, I was measuring my dick in the shower. Same time as when I was running my mouth, and a lad slapped me. And then I had like a bruise on my cheek. My mom was like, what happened? And I didn't want to confess that I'd run my mouth. So I said, a bunch of lads from casino jumped me and kicked the shit out of me. And they were like, what? And they said they're coming back. And I'm like, what? What? And the truth is just like, I was writing checks that my little pink tush couldn't cash. Anyway, a revelation I found on the penis enlargement Reddit was that to actually measure your Mickey accurately, right? You really have to push the ruler right into your tummy hard until you reach the pelvic bone. That's gaining. If you've been measuring just on the side or underneath or from the end of the balls, you have been losing that. If you've been measuring from the end of the balls, then I've gained you about 6 to 7, maybe even 8 centimeters in length. So you can thank me. Do thank me. If I have gained you any centimeters in the length of your penis by telling you that little nugget, right? And if you have a little nugget, tell me as well that you really meant to push the ruler. I remember that some of the times I was measuring, I was like, it can't be that. And so I never took the accurate measurement from pushing into my pelvis, right? Because I always thought, no, it shouldn't be. Can't be this hard measuring your penis. I'm here like a fucking samurai. Committing seppuku on myself. I have disgraced you, Sensei. I'm going to fucking lash my little Bushido into me. That's what it's like, sitting there on my fucking knees with a fucking Bushido. What are you doing in there? I can't say I measure my penis. I'm committing seppuku, ma'am. I'm committing the shameful act of the samurai by disemboweling myself, ma'am. I'm not measuring my Mickey. So yeah, how did I get onto that? Human Centipede, The Rock. I'm almost out of this loop. Yeah, I'm sorry, Rock. Okay, I'm sorry. Either this was the plan the whole time, don't think it was, but what you have done with this pivot is for the sake of the business, is not for the sake of your ego. You're going heel. I love it. Heel means baddie. See, The Rock, I'm not talking about wrestling. Briefly, The Rock is a second generation superstar. His father's called Rocky Johnson, right? They put him in wrestling when he was very young. He was very green. He hadn't really wrestled before. They gave him a gimmick of Rocky Maivia, taking the two names, Rocky his father, Peter Maivia, old Samoan, I think, his grandfather on his mother's side. But two like wrestling icons, old family wrestling, you know, the Maivia clan. And they put him out, made him babyface. That's a good guy. He got booed. And then when they took him back after an injury, he said, Vince McMahon, you piece of shit, you monster. I want to go out there and speak my truth. And he went out there and fucking let the fans who've been booing him have it. And they booed even more. And then eventually they cheered. And that's always the trajectory of the heel. And a good heel. Anyway, what am I saying? ADHD. Yeah, it's going really well. As you can tell from my ability to stay on topic. No, I'm trying this thing. Vyvanse, it also goes by, right? Maybe just being candid. Yeah, I'll just be this candid about medication. I don't know if I'll keep it up, right? Because it's not Viagra. I don't know if I'll keep this up. I'm on meds at the moment, but I don't know if I'll keep it up. Because I'm not on Viagra. I'm looking for jokes. Like, I'm fucking desperate. Litterbox, coming to a venue near you. The show Litterbox is coming to a venue near you. It is 80% complete. That's a good joke about the Viagra. I'll write that down. Mental note. Or public podcast, whatever. I'll remember. So yeah, I'm on this thing, Tie Vents, and I'll tell you what a difference I've noticed, and I don't know if I will keep it up. I've never seen myself being someone who regularly takes things, and it is something that most of the time, or I would say 50% of the day, I feel like I'm on something, and that was weird. The first day I took it, my poor young fellow, this is one of the common side effects, apparently, is you will sing Creed at your 3-year-old for 2 hours. That might happen, you know? An inch away from his face, just singing, "Oh, now I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking." So that is a common side effect. We have a little karaoke machine. I wouldn't get off the fucking mic last Saturday. So there's that. So be cautious now. That might happen to you. And yeah, it's a weird feeling when you kind of feel like you're on something, you know, not like drug or anything like that, but like definitely the kind of buzz, like you're in a kitchen and someone's playing a fucking awful playlist. Sometimes that feels like, it's like, this is all good, but man, these tunes, you know, can we get, I can't quite get in the pocket here, you know. Because your man's playing fucking Robbie Williams album tracks over there. he's playing deep cuts off Sing When You're Winning, this guy. So, you know, we could do something about that. I could get into a groove, you know. And then all of a sudden it kind of wears off. Someone's played a bit of Nile Rodgers. You're like, okay, I can get into this now. I can get into the funk here. You know, sometimes when like a song is like your only solace to a good night, anyway, so it does feel sometimes like you're on something. So that could be a bit much. I don't drink a lot of water at the best times. I would say I have a little fucking Saharan gob on me at the moment for the dry mouth, you know. It's kind of if I don't drink a lot of water, I'm getting kind of a clicking sound when I talk, like I'm some sort of what's it called? Echolocation beast, you know, Terry's like, is there a fucking predator in here? Shouldn't actually say that. Speaking of which, RIP Carl Weathers. I love you. I love Carl Weathers so much. I love him and Happy Gilmore. Of course I love Predator. He is, in Rocky, as Apollo Creed, maybe the greatest body I've ever seen. Maybe the greatest looking man I've ever seen in Rocky. Arrested Development, we got a stew going. And this is something, apparently he, in Arrested Development, if you only know Carl Weathers, probably know him from Mando. Mando! He always says that. Mando! Grogu. You know? I love him a lot. He was going to be at the Dublin Comic Con. And I think they only announced that he was going to be there, and then they had to announce that he died, which is a tough day for the Dublin Comic Con, you know. But yeah, I wanted to say that I love Carl Weathers. Anyway, how did I get on to Carl Weathers? The Predator. Yeah, Predator is a great flick. What else is I going to say? Yeah, so I have this kind of echolocation thing. I'm singing Creed all the time. Need to drink a lot of water. DJ shite sometimes, and so that there's something about that doesn't feel very consistent, you know. But I've never taken any meds before, so I don't really know if that's something that is just a common thing, or are there side effects that you just have to live with, you know. It's awful headaches as well for the first 3 days. The kind of headaches that you get when you're like, you have a pint, like 2 pints in the sun at like 2 p.m. and then you don't drink for the rest of the day. Do you ever have that? And you're like, no. I'm hungover, but it's the day and this is wrong. You know, I thought I was being a good boy. And I've been punished for it. I better get back on it, like the hairs of dogs and etc. You know? I tell you, you won't be getting any hair of the dog with a Bichon Frise. Because they don't molt. Is that a joke in there? Please. Please. Yeah, the doctor said, I was hung over there. My dog said, what about the, you know, hair of the dog and all that? And I said, not from you, I says. In parentheses, the Bichon Frise. Is that a joke? So he goes, I was a bit hung over there, and my dog, he's a Bichon Frise. He says, well, you know, hair of the dog and all that. And I'm like, not from you. That's one. That's the good one. That's a great. I'm ruined. So come see me creatively and financially collapse in April and May at a venue near you. So those are some of the things that have been a bit off. I was intensely talking to Terry about something, about me, actually. A couple of days in, I was like, I want to talk about me, about my meds. And she's like, okay, you know, like, we have already kind of been doing that, you know. She's not reluctant or whatever like that, but I was like, it's kind of like the Brundle fly. I felt like it was a bit of like the Brundle fly, you know, Jeff Goldblum in The Fly. Like, again, giving that kind of vibe, you know. It's, who's that, who's in that again? In, who's the actress? Gina Davis. Yeah, I felt like she was kind of like Gina Davis. And I'm like, don't you recognize me? I was getting that kind of buzz. Pulling the shotgun over to me with the talons or whatever it did in The Fly. Whatever flies have. If you've not seen The Fly, you should. So yeah, there was that. I was kind of talking fairly intensely and it was a bit not chill. That was a one and done though. I haven't really been that intense since. But I'll tell you some of the things I've noticed a little bit. And this is not a limitless pill or anything like that. But what I have noticed that have been improvements. So something simple, like I used to look at my phone, right? And when I would look at my phone, it would almost like go into like the rest of the world would kind of go into like dark mode or something. And like the hue would go down and the only thing that would be happening would be the screen. Even if there was no sound coming on the screen, you know, my focus was solely the screen, whatever I was looking at, and usually TikTok or Instagram or something. And wouldn't really hear people calling me, wouldn't hear anything else. Now when I pick up my phone, like, I can see the phone and I can also see my hand, you know, I can see my hand, I can see the room, I can hear things outside, and while looking at the phone, I have the ability to concentrate on both. I haven't been looking at it half as much as I used to. When I'm watching TV, I'm not really looking at my phone. It isn't the first, you know, usually in the morning, it's like the first thing I want to look at, and I've got, you know, two hungry children, you know, shooting daggers at me, and like they're like deep down in my itchy, you know, desires. It's awful description. It's what me wanting to look at my phone, you know, over making them breakfast. It's almost like get the breakfast done so I can look at the phone, and like almost like I'm compelled to do it, you know. And everyone has issues with their phone, and this is probably what you'll find when I say these. Like, oh yeah, I have those, you know. So maybe it's not that, but it kind of balances out. So I don't know. In the morning, I'm a lot more attentive. We're playing. I'm getting their clothes ready. And usually the meds haven't even kicked in, but even just the kind of residual left over from the night before. These are kind of like long lasting through the day, and they kind of slow release and taper off. So that's pretty good. I'm listening to them like a lot better. I'm like listening to my young flute a lot better. Like my face faces him in the morning and I'm listening to him and I hear what he's saying. I'm a bit more patient. I three things can happen at once, and I might just kind of like, I'd have the instinct to want to shout and I don't shout, you know, and I'm less overwhelmed. If he tells me he wants to do something, if he asks me where something is, I know where it is. Recently, I've known that. It could be Anne, and I kind of know where it is. And when Terry asks me where things are, I can remember where they are. Like, it's almost like my recent memory of the last few days, which I didn't really have any of. I told you, I was hiding bags of fucking dirty washing around the gaff and forgetting they were there. I'm remembering them. I mop. I like mop now. I have a lovely, lovely rhubarb-scented floor cleaner that I'm really partial to, that I dig. I check the clock. Like, time isn't necessarily moving. Time moves very fast. For me, it always moved very fast. Time just, the day would always disappear from under me. And now, things still move because I'm quite busy, but I check the clock regularly. I look over the clock to see if I have time for something before I do something. And it's not like a trained behavior. I'm just doing that. So that's weird. And if it says, like, you know, I'm leaving a little bit earlier. Now, this is all wrapped up in the neat package of, you know, knowing I have ADHD. And I told you there's a level of responsibility that comes with that. Wearing a big hat, etc., as I said last week. But what else has been happening? I'm writing back to messages when I get them. Beforehand, I would like get a message, have to think about it, and then write back after I've thought about what to say. And now I'm just writing back straight away and kind of looking to get a kind of inbox zero of messages towards the end of the day. For the most part, I'm still a bit of a slip up. I want to like do things. I want to like on Sunday there, we went for a big long cycle down to Dunleary, and I never would have like done that really. Something that kind of Terry be pushing. And I'd be like delighted. She'd organized my calendar to do something with the kids, and I was like, oh, we do that. I don't think it's that far. And I had it plotted, had the bags packed, forgot water now, to be fair. We were all fucking parched. We were, especially me. But yeah, they were fairly fucking parched, the kids, you know. Now they were just being carried, but still, it's tiring work being out. And the day before, we went to the zoo, and I packed everything. I even made sandwiches and everything. And then I forgot their coats, and they were freezing. They were freezing. It was a cold day, and we're going around the zoo. I find that when I am actually watching TV, that like I'm not looking at my phone. I'm like I'm watching the TV, but I'm also in the same way of, you know what I said. The world is not like dark mode. Like I'm in the room and the TV's there. It's not like I'm not captivated. I am captivated in what I'm watching or whatever. But I'm also like I know that my wife is beside me and I can talk to her. You know. And I do that sometimes, you know. Sometimes we watch stuff, sometimes we don't. Or sometimes we speak while watching TV. And we always speak while watching TV, but I find myself wanting to talk about what I'm watching more with her. And saying about what I like, what I don't like. Where the film has lost me. Maybe it's become a bit, you know, formulaic. This is a big one though, right? When I've noticed, because people fight and it's fine. That happens in relationships. But previously when I fought, it's kind of, I've always been very overwhelmed. I've always been like, okay, there's a conflict here and it might just be a small criticism, might not even be a fight, but it would always be something where I'd have to like, this is not completely changed or whatever, but like a marginal improvement. Beforehand, it'd be like a small criticism and I think, oh, okay, I'm in a fight now. And then I might get defensive and I might leave the situation. Usually what I have to do to fix it would be either of these two things. One is I would not accept defeat and I would walk away and just word vomit into like a notes app and then realize where I'm wrong and then come back and apologize. Or I would just kind of acknowledge that some of the things, but not all the things I'm wrong about, but I would just take the whole thing. Like, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry. It's all my fault. All my fault. And take the whole thing, you know, which even Terry was like, you don't say sorry for everything. I'm like, no, it's all, I'll fix it. It's fine. It's all my fault. You know, and I would do that. But now when we're kind of fighting, if I don't agree with something, I'll stand to it and have the patience to, it's annoying for Terry now. She had a fucking clean streak. She had a clean streak for the scraps. Now I'm patient. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to her. All right. Now I'm patient. Now I can be like, well, I don't agree with that, but I do agree with that. I can definitely improve on that. And I can acknowledge bits in the fight. And also, if the fight isn't resolved, that's fine. And I can kind of walk away if we're both unhappy with the fight. If we're both unhappy with our stance in the fight, you know? I if there's cool down time required on her part, I can handle that. I'm not like, I need to just get this fucking fight done. Tick box done, you know? If it's unresolved as well and it goes into a couple of days, that's also fine. It isn't really a fight. It's just conversations that happen over a long period of time. You know, it doesn't need resolution, you know. I am comfortable in the hazy grey area of conflict. Beforehand, it was just binary, black and white. You know, who's bad? Who's a bad person? Who's right or wrong? My appetite is also suppressed a little bit. That's probably like a warning because you could probably get through the day and end up getting like low blood sugar. I've had to kind of like remind myself to eat. Still a bit peckish in the evening. But what I've noticed is different. If I'm like starving, I was starving earlier today, and I was like, oh, I need to make something real quick. And I cracked open the old Breville Toastie Maker. And normally as standard, I'd slash two sandwiches in there. And I was like, I think one will be sufficient. I'm like, who's this cunt? Who's this guy? I believe one sandwich would be sufficient. So I'm not saying this is the death of Pig Watch. And I'm also not even saying that this is something that I'd continue to do. But I have seen some improvement. I've been a bit more patient. Someone told me a number, like a PIN number over the phone for one of my accounts or something, and I remembered it. I remembered it when I had to type it in. I looked up an email once, then I remembered it when I had to type it in. So my random access memory has been boosted quite a bit. And I was a bit horny for a few days as well, to be honest, you know. But I don't know how much Terry was into that, because I was a bit like, that was when I was kind of like the fucking Brundlefly, being like, you know.
Let's get a fly baby in there. Let's get a fly. Have you seen the fly too? It's when it's a fly baby.
Anyway, so that's a little update on me. Thank you very much. It feels short and sweet, but that's kind of all I wanted to talk about here. So that is the end of the podcast. So I'm sorry. Thanks very much for listening. I love you. I love you dearly. I came here to do something. I did it. Bish, bash, bosh. # lower the meds. Podcast are shite. Okay. Okay, let me know. I'm on tour. Go to my Instagram, Litterbox. You can find out all about my tour dates there. Please do come and see me. I'd love to see you there at venues all around Ireland. And also listen to Young Hot Guys over on Head Stuff with myself, Shane Daniel Byrne, Killian Sunderman. It's a really enjoyable podcast. I've been having a great time doing it, and I'm getting a great response from it. So thanks very much to everyone. And listen, I love you. I'm going to love you. All the best. Bye-bye.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.